ஓம் சாந்தி. ஓம் சாந்தி. ஓம் பிரேம். டுடே இஸ் அ ஸ்பெஷல் டே, தி டே ஆஃப் தி ஓஷன் ஆஃப் லவ். ஓம் பிரேம் மீன்ஸ் ஓம் லவ். ஓம் சாந்தி, ஓம் பீஸ். Which power is greater? It is said, God is love, and love is God. Today is the celebration in every heart is feelings of love. When we celebrate a festival, it is particular time with different culture, different religion. But this is the world, this today, the day of love is universal. Everywhere, no matter which culture, which religion, which age, though it has become limited, that it's the generally people focus just presenting rose to the one beloved, but in fact love means no limitations, no comparison, no competition, no complaint, no criticism, natural acceptance, appreciation, upliftment, cooperation, encouragement, dedication, support, power, empowering, offering opportunities. Love is very powerful energy, and God is love, means all the power, as God is the Almighty. Is love deeper than the ocean, higher than sky, much more power than Himalaya mountain, unbreakable, unshakable, and yet so subtle, so pure, so divine, godly love. And when this realization is there, then what we offer, even as a ritual or a system, expression of love is everywhere. You would see rose flower, and people call it the day of rose. So what we offer to our beloved, the one who is comforter of our hearts, opens his heart and makes us sit on his heart throne, gives very comfortable feeling of belonging. And belonging means no more longing to meet, no more longing to search or to receive anything. As when we have found the most beloved, he has searched us. We were lost. And generally, When the stories of love we hear or see in cinema, some people say, I don't experience love. But how this, the feelings of love triggers? It triggers with a practical experience of some special occasion where you get something very special that no one else can give you. Even this story of Valentine, how did it emerge? Why it is called Valentine Day? It's a name, Valentine. And it is the story that Valentine could give the eyes to a blind person. He was a saint. And he could give the eyes to blind daughter of the person was working in a prison. And then the girl was so obliged, so thankful. Naturally, the heart was connected. And Valentine was actually given punishment to be in prison because he was sympathetic, sympathy for everyone, and certainly he showed the sympathy to the soldiers. It is there was a story that is in Roman kingdom, one king, the Rome time, Claudius, I think was the name, King Claudius. And he did not want the soldiers to marry because he thought indulgence in that relationship, they would be all the time worrying about others but not serve the people. But Valentine had sympathy for the soldiers and then he was put in prison. And then this story that this prisoners, the person who was working in prison, his daughter was killed, was given the sight. Nobody could make her bring his eyes light because he was blind. And his miracle brought vision. And I was thinking that in fact, Baba is the true beloved, really, and the white is 14th of February, because it was the 14th of February, Valentine was put on gallows, and he wrote a letter to this girl, to her beloved, goodbye, you are Valentine. And since that day, because it was sacrifice day of love, and it's celebrated. But why this girl had love for him? Because he had given him eyes. And we have love for God. He has given us third eye. We were also blind. We did not have the knowledge. Ignorance as root cause of suffering. We were suffering. We were poor in wealth of self-respect, of self-love. And this day, Valentine Day, is only one day. It is make limited love. But Baba's love is unlimited, without any discrimination, constant, no matter whatever it is happening, we are weak, or we make mistakes, or we are careless, lazy, but he's tireless, constant, my beloved children, my lovely children. And his vision so elevated, merciful. So love, all praise of God is actually because of God is love. And he gives such love that those who receive love, they also become the embodiment of godly love, spiritual love. And love is the energy like a diamond. From every aspect, it is valuable. It's every aspect, every facet of the diamond is shining, is transparent, it's clear, radiating, vibrating. And when there's true love, pure love, is no limitations. It's natural sacrifice, natural dedication, natural care, concern. And so this is godly love that we are experiencing. And why did Baba come? He was sitting in Paramdham comfortable and does not have a body and does not want to have a body. Keeps his power constant, never reduces. But it is love for the children. A time comes when we all are in prison. All of us are in bondage of suffering. Bondage of vices. Bondage of karma. Liberator comes once through because it is his mercy. That's why he is called merciful God. He has sympathy that now these souls should not suffer anymore, have suffered a lot. So love is sympathy. Love is mercy. Love is the concern to make the weak one powerful. Love is actually protection. And so all these names that God's love, liberator, purifier, the remover of sorrow, bestower of happiness, especially at the time of Shivratri, so many praises and so many temples are open with the different names. And coincidentally actually happens most of the time. Shivratri is time at the near February, end of February, beginning of March. It's the same time in the atmosphere. But the difference is God's love is not only limited love, his love is eternal love. And beautiful picture of Baba with open arms, come my children, come. And not only just, all the time says, This heart throne is very big. Please come and sit. It is not limited. He is offering us his drishti. He says, you are the jewel of my eyes. You are my, I am proud of you that you are the stars of success. Not only just the hopes, but you fulfill my visions. You are my companion to support me to create the new world. So much gives respect. Human beings do not give respect. Human beings might give respect, but selfish. Love, human beings is always filled with insecurity, doubt. And God's love, He trusts us. He has faith in us. And this love that it is, that's why Baba says, because you have become weak, you had lost your dignity, you had lost your beauty, You have lost your purity. You were diamond and you became shell. I want to make you full. Shell is empty, weak. Very quickly it will break. And he reminds us with his love, see, you were so great. And with the greatness that he cares, that's why he means caring. And a vision is so elevated. He doesn't matter whatever we were, the pure power of godly love is that no matter what mistakes we made, how degraded we had become, no matter we have been defaming him again and again, that we don't want to become to become animals, snakes, scorpion. But we had put God in every dust, particle of dust. And he forgives. He makes us aware, no, you cannot embrace me if I was a scorpion. I was in a scorpion. You would not come and talk to me if I was in a snake. He makes us aware where I am, who am I, and does not have ego to just introduce and make us feel that I am your humble, obedient servant. It is service with love, with humility, selflessness. And this is what is teaching us. He wants to make us like him, and as he is his love, does not keep our defects, our mistakes, our unworthiness, our blunder that we committed. Say, let go, leave it behind, because he does not keep it in him, and opens his heart with such greatness, with so much love, that you feel that this ocean of love, you want to be just dive deep in this love. Clean, pure, anywhere, from any relationship, with any relationship, just jump in. Is open with offering love. Not only just beloved, of course, eventually he takes us as beloved. But before we reach that level of the bride, we reach that level of loyal love, honest love, pure love. He prepares us with a different kind of aspects of love, different degrees of love, different percentage of purity. Prepares us with love. And you can see there's a difference of love in different relationship. And he makes us full in every aspect of love. And that's why I said, what I feel is love is diamond. Or one time I was thinking is love is a bar of chocolate like. Doesn't matter which side you bite, top, bottom, right, up, down, middle, it melts in. And his love just melts in. It goes, it is just like, make you feel your heart is just jumping with this love out. And so it is unlimited, without any discrimination. Pure love of parents. Left his home and comes here in this dirty world for us, cleans us as mother, every day giving us a nice shower, not with water, but with the nectar of love, with the power of love, every day without a fail. We become dirty, dusty, he comes and dusts it out. Decorates us with divine virtues. We become poor in our purity. we lost our dignity. He makes us healthy. He makes us wealthy. He makes us prosperous. He brings self-respect in us. This is pure love in every relationship. And that's why different relationships are there. Some say, I don't feel love because relationship is not created. And actually, love is so uplifting that you don't fall. Other love is blind and fell in love. In God's love, you don't fall. He uplifts you. You had already fallen. We were already fallen in ditch, in a place where you could not even look how degraded and how dirty and how messy we had become, in a gutter. And He uplifts and washes as a mother purifies it. So He's happy to see how gradually we are transforming, doesn't lose hope at all. And when we appreciate, because do I return Him as much love He's offering? He says, okay, just offer me a flower, rose flower. But not this rose which is grown in a garden, grows in garden. Create a rose flower. You are rose flower. He makes us first rose flower, a spiritual rose, which has a fragrance of spirituality. But before we offer Him the rose flower, He prepares us to be a lotus flower, so that we can be free from prison. Before that, in dirt we were growing, but that was also, love is freedom, attachment is demand, control, prison, and liberates us from that contrast. And we thought it was love. And so addicted to that love, which was bondage, prison, sorrow, we didn't even realize. We were emperor and empresses, bestower of blessings. And we became beggar, please give me. Beggar love, asking love from everyone, looking love and respect from everyone. Lost our dignity. And He makes us aware, no, you are the ocean of love. You are the child of love. You have godly love in your heart. And so immediately makes us for that let go. Pure love is let go of this rubbish influences. And that's why He say that, I want to come to liberate you, which has put you in bondage. And this is why today Baba said that I give you the knowledge which liberates you, which gives you mukti and jivan mukti. With the knowledge, you are liberated. Your intellect is open and you are able to see the bondages that had been through body conscious, through bodily relations, through worldly position, possessions, the objects, attraction, temptation, had put you in bondage. And most was this old degraded sanskaras. So that's why I say the love is not a physical thing. So you need to experience my love. Really celebrate the Valentine's Day by becoming a lotus flower. Let go of body consciousness. Let go of the bondage of bodily relations, bodily attractions. worldly temptations. It is not any kind of difficulty in renouncing this all attraction and temptation, because unlimited love I am giving, power I am giving. And what has been prison in? It was the old sanskaras. And giving the power of knowledge and also empowering with yoga, which is wealth, which is power. And with yoga power, only I have realization. It opens my eye. The third eye is open with knowledge. And the light and power to see comes with honest realization. If there is not honest realization, we cannot become free from this attraction, temptation, what is called actually being trapped in falsehood. And Baba says that transformation can come from body soul consciousness. In soul conscious, then you are becoming also beautiful, pure, virtuous, divine. And then certainly, body conscious dress was muddy dress. And if you love me and I love you, let us go somewhere, a nice place that we can celebrate. Where do the lovers go? Look a place where they themselves are alone. Come back, come to me. Let us wear, as Baba had said one time, wear a transparent dress. Wear the dress of light. It would not look like for my dignity that I am so bright. I am sparkling. And you are wearing muddy dress. Dress of dust. So wear the dress of light. Create this angelic consciousness. I have brought dress for you as well. As a Brahmin, I give you white dress, the dress of purity. And this is bridal dress as well. Brides wear white dress. It's purity. I give you this. And this is Brahmin dress you wear, then automatically purity is coming. Your thoughts, your vision, your attitude, your vibrations. Transformation is taking place. You are open to learn. You are open to transform yourself. This truth knowledge that I am not this body. I am a soul. I am child of God. That love develops when you are. Love begets love. And it is body does not have. Body is dead. Doesn't feel love. And when you become body, no matter how much love I shower, its block is there. It's a wall in between, and you cannot even feel my love. So be bodiless, and then you can experience the love of the bodiless one. And that is through yoga. Yoga is not anything else. Meditation is not anything else. It is getting lost in love. Attraction of love. And that makes us powerful, empowering us, and brings true realization of liberation from this rubbish, and you become lotus flower, and you offer dear Baba. So not only before we offer rose flower to Baba, our beloved, so become lotus flower, detached. But with true realization with yoga, then automatically decoration of divine virtues, spirituality, virtues vibrate when true love is there, true honesty is there, true support, cooperation is there. It creates the atmosphere. harmony, happiness. And it is the wealth of virtues, the power of virtues. As Baba says today, Baba had said, honest transformation is actually when you realize with honesty, your mirror becomes very clean. Though I don't say that you are doing wrong, I don't see, but I can see. It's not that I don't see, because I love you. I am the Lord of innocence. And so I don't make you feel guilty. And I say, no, I don't see. I don't see anything in you. I just see your diamond. This is what is because of innocent Lord, merciful one. If he gives direction in a forceful way and we don't obey, 100% commit we are, then bigger burden becomes more because of being not only dishonest, but disobedient. And this is also his love, protecting us that we do not commit sin anymore. But of course he is able to see it. And he gives us power then to become virtuous and become a rose flower. And then you are celebrating really the day of love, the day of lightness, with an open heart and with making your vision so pure, so divine, angelic consciousness. So come to meet me in a transparent dress of angels. And then certainly I will take you as my bride, sparkling diamond with me, which is then you are wearing this dress of deities. And this is what it is. As a Brahmin, I give you clean, pure dress. As an angel, I give you sparkling dress, and your future of angelic stage is deity. Then whole time you will stay, not only with me, but we live Brahma Baba as well. The whole company throughout the cycle is the experience with incorporeal as well as with corporeal. But it is, aim is, beloved children are given paradise. Baba says, I have brought paradise in my hand. And in order to go to the golden age, then we have to become sunflower. Offering ourselves as sunflower, seed in our heart. Facing wherever the sun is moving means following Baba's Shirimat. Not following the dictates of human beings. Not following the dictates of our own mind. Otherwise, I am deceiving myself. And so honest heart, keeping Baba the seed, the supreme being, the supreme soul. So love is immense, incognito, but in abundance as ocean, and so bright, uplifting, like the sun, opening my third eye, giving me the light and guiding me. And then we are able to celebrate Valentine Day, not only offering just the rose flower as usual, but becoming spiritual rose, lotus flower, then rose flower, then sunflower. Then it is not only we become, Baba loves us, but the whole cycle we become loved by all. The deities are worshipped. And Baba is saying, I am making you worship worthy, praise worthy, special deities that you are loved, cared, respected. So much love that even your paper of piece of paper is also given the respect. So not only worthy to be loved, but in fact to be respected as well. So love and respect both go hand in hand. And so Baba is offering Shirimat, following his Shirimat naturally, then is a real celebration with Baba's pure love and our honest love. Om Shanti.